Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we're going to start off by singing Fishy, Fishy. How does a fish swim? It swims in the water. It swishes around or wiggles around. You can use your hand to be a fish. Pretend your hand's a fish and make it wiggle and swish in your pretend water as we sing Fishy, Fishy.
Fishy, fishy, swim in the water. Fishy, fishy, swishy, swish.
God made fishy swim in the water.
Fishy, fishy, swishy, swish. Fishy, fishy, swim in the water. Fishy, fishy, swishy, swish.
God made fishy swim in the water.
Fishy, fishy, swishy, swish.
Our next song is called Jesus Smiles and Forgives. The first words are, I did wrong. That's too bad. I'll tell Jesus I am sad. For that part, you can look down like you're sad that you did something bad. But then the next words are, He will smile from above. So now I want you to smile really big and look up. And forgive in His love. Let's sing Jesus Smiles and Forgives.
I did wrong, that's too bad. I'll tell Jesus I am.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. When Jonah ran away from what God told him to do, what happened with the weather?
It was stormy.
A scary storm came. Question number two. The storm stopped when Jonah was tossed into the sea. What did God send to protect him from sinking? I'll give you a clue. It swallowed him.
A whale. Swallow him.
That's right, a great fish. And question number three. When Jonah obeyed God and he went to preach to the people who were doing bad things in Nineveh, what did they do?
Repent.
Yes, they stopped doing bad things and they followed Jesus. And as a result, they were all kept alive, and the city wasn't destroyed. Our story today is a great fish. Jonah 1:17.
Now the Lord hath prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah.
In our Bible story this week, Jonah was swallowed by a big fish. We don't know what kind of fish swallowed Jonah, but it could have been something like a whale. Do you like whales?
Yeah.
Yes, I do too. Whales are very, very big. One kind of whale, the blue whale, is the biggest animal in the whole world. Whales live in water like fish do, but they breathe air like people do, so they're not really fish. They have a blowhole on top of their head where the air comes in and goes out. You might see them spraying water up into the air if you look out in the ocean. Whales can go deep under the water. Some whales can stay underwater for almost an hour. You and I could probably only go for seconds, an adult, minutes. Whales can swim very fast as some horses can run. They can also jump out of the water. A daddy whale is called a bull, a mommy whale is called a cow, and a baby whale is called a calf. Whales like to sleep, but they don't sleep like we do. Half of their brain has to stay awake just to remind them to breathe. Otherwise, they would drown in the water. Whales also like to sing, but they don't sing songs like we do. Whales have deep, echoing voices that can be heard under the water. Do you know what kind of food whales eat?
Fish!
Do whales usually swallow people?
No.
No. That they did in the story of Jonah. They eat fish and they eat plankton, tiny plants and animals that live in the ocean. Some whales also eat lots and lots of fish. What would it be like inside the belly of the whale?
Stinky.
Stinky? When Jesus sent a big fish to swallow up Jonah, did that fish obey?
Yes.
Yes, the fish was obedient to God. Was the whale or the big fish obedient when it told him to spit Jonah out?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. We should obey Jesus just like the big fish did. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Jeremiah 26:13. Obey the voice of the Lord. Now, let's learn it in a scripture song.
Obey, obey the voice of the Lord. Obey, obey, obey. Obey, obey the voice of the Lord. Jeremiah 26:13. Obey, obey the voice of the Lord. Obey, obey, obey. Obey, obey the voice of the Lord. Jeremiah 26:13.
I'm so glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and we'll have a new one out at the beginning of the next week. You can pray with me by closing your eyes and taking a moment to hold still. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for the big whales that like to sing. Thank you for animals that show us how to obey you. Help us to obey you too and to love you more. In Jesus' name. Amen. Join us for our closing song, I Delight to Do Thy Will, and I hope you delight to do God's will. As you learn it, sing with us.
I delight to do thy will, to do thy will.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.